This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America tonight, Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you across this great nation. Let's keep it great. Think about how you're going to vote, when you're going to vote. If you have to do absentee balloting, do that. But make sure your vote counts this time around, because seriously, it's crazy when we think that we've come to the end of this road. We're into August, and lo and behold, what do we have to do now to get to Election Day? We have to survive it. We're talking about a couple of really wild presidential debates coming up, starting on September 26th and heading into October. And then, of course, we're talking about Election Day, and I hope that we have incredible numbers, just busting out numbers when it comes to how many people go out and vote. I think you can criticize all you want when you vote, when you sit around, talk about it, whine about it, but don't go and vote. I think it's too bad that you're not exercising your constitutional right, and one that is so important. If more people are involved, you would see it would be a lot different, I think, when it comes to who we elect locally, who we elect on a state level, and then ultimately who it is that we elect to represent us, period, in Washington. I know on those layers you can make a difference, and there are, by the way, some races that are ongoing, not just for the presidency. This is an interesting thing to bring up on this show. I know there's a guy down the dial who's killing it talking about things in space, but I happen to read Harvard's Smart Study. This new study by Harvard University suggests humans are likely the first intelligent species to develop in the cosmos and will continue to grow more so in the future. We know the universe is very old, right? Lots of wrinkles. 13.8 billion years old. Our planet formed just 4.5 billion years ago. Some scientists think that this time gap means that life on other planets could be billions of years older than ours. This is from the Harvard Smithsonian Center for Astrophysics. But new work, theoretical work, suggests that present-day life is actually premature from a cosmic perspective. Does that sound confusing to you? So this is what it means. Life as we know it first became possible 30 million years after the Big Bang, when the first stars seeded the cosmos, sprinkled around with the necessary elements that we need, and we all know, carbon and oxygen. And life will end 10 trillion. That seems like a crazy amount. Can you wrap your head around it? 10 trillion years from now, when the last stars fade away and die. Wow. Life between the boundaries, or in the boundaries. And then what does it mean? The chances of life are 1,000 times higher in the distant future than now. But I think it's an interesting question to tackle. It is so difficult. But Harvard's theory, this is their theory about human intelligence, or at least this is the one that's being forked out there for now. Pretty wild to sit and think about that for a second. Just think about what I just said for a second out of that Harvard paper. Maybe good news, right? Did you see Independence Day? I know it's a movie, but did you see it? If you saw it, you know exactly what I'm talking about, right? Blacklist. Really blacklisting actors now for politically supporting somebody who is not a Democrat. Anthony Sabato Jr., you say, who? Says Hollywood is blacklisting him for supporting Donald Trump. He said he's been bullied endlessly in the days following his appearance at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, not just online, but by Hollywood directors who have blacklisted him. On July 18th, he opened the RNC in Cleveland with a speech about why he's supporting Trump, calling him the unity candidate who would secure borders, protect citizens, and then he says that's when the wheels fell off. He said on Twitter there was name-calling, celebrities attacking him. He said, I block them and delete them and move on, but there's so much negativity you can be taken into. I've heard from other celebrities, if he can do it, I want to speak my mind too. They are fed up with the way the country has been running and by all the lies. And, you know, he said, I was never a politician. I care about the country. I put God first. For the last 7.5 years, I've seen this country led by a leader that's made mistakes. And he went on to say similar questions of, you know, answers and as to why Hollywood is ostracizing him and what he has seen in a short amount of time. Again, I say who, because when Donald Trump talked about who he was going to bring in to the convention, you just assumed you were going to see some really big names, knowing the kind of a guest list that Trump has been involved with, but it really wasn't that kind of a show at all for Donald Trump. I think that was maybe the most shocking thing to come out of the Republican convention. You figured the list would be so long, but then there's some fear of retribution because of Trump endorsing Trump. So they didn't come forward to say that they were voting for Trump, endorsing Trump. Some have, like Clint Eastwood. He just said, I'd have to go for Trump when he keeps getting asked about politically, where does he fall? And he certainly has voted Republican in the back, not in the back, in over the years. But he clearly is saying, oh, there's no question. I mean, you're asking me who I'm going to vote for. I'm going to tell you who I'm going to vote for. You know, it's got to be Trump. He says between Hillary Clinton and Trump, it has to be Trump. He criticized Hillary Clinton. He said, you know, she's declaring she's going to follow in Obama's footsteps. There's just been too many funny business on both sides of the aisle. She's made a lot of dough out of being a politician. And of course, remember, he's not a stranger to politics. He made headlines for interviewing an empty chair representing the president during the 2012 Republican National Convention. And he was the mayor of Carmel by the Sea in California. It's up by Pebble Beach. He made big headlines when he did that. So he has been a little politically active. Let's put it that way. A little bit. And the questions about who is going for Trump and who isn't going for Trump, and especially in Hollywood, which we see that there's a big deal made about that because that's not the norm. Even if it is someone like Anthony Sabato Jr. Hang with us. I'll meet you on the flip side.
Non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I talk to the trees, but they don't listen to me. I talk to the stars, but they never hear me. The breeze hasn't time to stop and hear what I say.
I can relate.
I talk to them all.
I'm talking, leaking words in every direction. If you want to join in on the fun, do it. 855-266-5283. 855-266-8. That's the number to dial. Or you can flip me an email, americatonight.net. Send me somewhere on Twitter, Kate Delaney at Real Radio Talk. You know, all signs point to what's happening in this election, but believe it or not, there are other things that are going on in the world, a lot of other things that are going on in the world. Let me tell you about some of those other concerns to so many of us. You know, again, first of all, we are concerned about the election because, frankly, as Americans, the frustration level is through the roof, and we know that. And that's part of the reason why. In the meantime, what's happening is, one, oil prices are plummeting. We handled that in our last show, which is good in one way and terrible in another way. What do we think about now what's happened with giving in to cash demands, $400 million, to Iran for American prisoners? There's part of me that says, hey, if I was the wife, the sister, the the relative of anybody who was captured. I'd want everything done. I'd want to move mountains. I'd move the mountains myself. So, of course, for those people, it makes sense. The upshot is more people get kidnapped. There's more ransom demands, and then you can't possibly, you cannot possibly be held hostage by another country like that or other groups in that country. It's disastrous. I mean, it is disastrous. So what is the answer? That's why that first answer to not deal with terrorism and terror threats was so huge. But once you do it, it's out there and it's worldwide. Cat's out of the bag, bag's in the river. Whew. By the way, as far as England is concerned, I happened to see this and I wonder what they're doing in the United States or we're doing in the United States. They say about a third of Brits have undertaken a digital detox by ditching their smartphones and tablets to wean themselves off this online addiction that so many of us have and do more in the real world with friends and family and not be constantly connected. About 15 million adults had sought temporarily relief from the internet. Adults spend an average of 25 hours online each week, rising to 29 hours for those from 16 to 24, 26 hours for teens. Do you fall in any of those categories? Be honest. How many, think about this, how many hours do you spend on the internet, on your iPhone, FaceTiming, whatever it is? How connected, how hooked up are you? Somebody said this to me the other day. I got a lot of somebodies in my life. This person was lamenting, oh, wouldn't it be great if this was the 70s now, and especially with what I know, but at least in the 70s, you could go to the restroom. You weren't taking a phone with you. You weren't answering calls, texting, all of that. And when you were driving, yes, there were distractions. There's always distractions. And poor driving and drunk driving and a myriad of other types of deadly driving. But when you talk about, again, going back to this digital detox, oh my gosh, so needed. How many hours are you on social media? How many hours on the internet, etc.? Not to take the car of the wheel and turn it in a different direction. So getting back to that, Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp, where you can just clog into all these apps, is just absolutely crazy. And I wonder if the number isn't higher in the United States. Could be. I'm thinking, it might be higher. Might be a lot higher. This is kind of a scary story. Not kind of. It is a scary story coming out of Washington, D.C. They've got a transit officer who's been charged with supporting ISIS. Nice. This is out of Alexandria. Prosecutors on Wednesday brought the first ever terrorism charges against a law enforcement officer in the U.S., alleging that a patrol officer with the D.C. region's Metro Transit Police was caught buying $250 worth of cards for ISIS. This guy is 36 years old. Nicholas Young is his name. He's arrested at the Metro headquarters in Washington. A single count of attempting to provide material support to a terrorist group scheduled for initial appearance this week. That is frightening. And that's what I believe is the scariest part of the elusive terrorist trying to assimilate in the United States. What a perfect cover he had and how he could use that to his advantage. So scary on top of it. Very disturbing mindset. Just go to the job, do the job, figure out a way to get the cards that you needed. Ugh. Terrible. And this didn't get much play, and I don't know why it didn't, but the Emirates Airlines, Dubai, 300 people on board an Emirates airliner survived a crash landing in Dubai on Wednesday, scrambling down emergency slides before flames consumed the plane in an accident that halted planes for hours at the world's third busiest airport. One fireman, sadly, was killed in battling the fire. The incident was the most serious ever for Emirates, which has grown at a huge pace in the last three decades and turned to its hometown of Dubai and turned it into a major long-haul influence air hub. It was the second major air disaster for Dubai government-backed airline in less than 5 months. Wow. I mean, that goes to show you just a crazy accident that they're looking into. But I can only imagine what that would be like flying down those chutes. Who cares? That's why traveling, it used to be, do you dress up to travel? No. You dress comfortably in case you have to escape that plane on a moment's notice. I know, kind of an exaggerated, crazy way to look at it, but I think it works. I think it works. Also, pinging ever so slightly on my radar has to deal with something that's constantly discussed, constantly. If you are in the New Jersey, or not New Jersey, if you are in certain areas, we know that this is heavily discussed, and it has to do with numbers. I didn't put it in We Can Count, but it has to do with your Social Security numbers, and where are they, you know, where are they going? How far does your Social Security, how far is it going to last? I've been hearing that since I think I was 5. Social Security is going to dry up. Well, it didn't dry up in my loved one's lifetime, but will it dry up in mine? And the answer is, that's another question to ask yourselves. There is that chance that that will happen. It could end. I mean, I heard as early in looking at this question, it could end as early as 2016. Wow. Think of the stock market collapses of 99, 2007. Woo! A roller coaster ride, to be sure. I'm hopping the fence. Hop with me.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year. For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends CardioFX.
CardioFX is a source of the B-complex vitamins. There's 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B-complex and the CardioFX. The CardioFX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries and based on some studies for heart disease than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains. Carriers delivered to home in person.
Now, once again, we dip into our mail, and it's incredible. I always say that, but so much mail. So without further ado, let's get there as fast as possible. It's interesting. I'm looking at what's being said. There's like kind of a common thread, Trumpisms. I'm looking at what's being said from a lot of the emails that I'm getting. And this is from Republicans and Democrats, I'm assuming, and people who are probably no labels. But the latest thing with Donald Trump is we had the Melania thing with his wife and the nude photo and the big hubbub in the New York Post. Then we have Trump not endorsing Paul Ryan or John McCain, who are running for, John McCain's running again for a Senate seat and Paul Ryan for his congressional seat. So there was a lot of flap made over that. You know, it's just a mixed bag, so I'm going to dive into this. These are different opinions. Here's one from Scott in Sarasota. Kate, Donald Trump is just an affront to everybody in this nation. Listen, if he wants to go on the tube, he wants to make a gazillion dollars, he wants to use the system to go bankrupt, to do whatever he has to do and use the loopholes, he's right. If he's legally doing it, then fine, do that business-wise. But do we really want this guy as our president? I mean, is this the ethical buffoon that we want to lead the nation? That's so sad. There had to be somebody better. There had to be somebody maybe that wasn't a career politician. I don't disagree with that. We're sick of it. But come on. He's the best you have to offer? Celebrity apprentice? He should be fired. Then I'm laughing because it's just funny what he said. This is from John who says, listen, Republicans are idiots. Donald Trump is the nominee, so period, end of story. Like him or not, he's who we got. Do you want Hillary Clinton? If you don't want Hillary Clinton, you shouldn't jump ship or not vote. You should vote for Donald Trump. How bad could it be? The guy knows how to assemble excellent people. He's an Ivy League dude. He will certainly pull together a great cabinet. He is not a dictator. So those who fear Trump just don't know how the system works. All right, so that's interesting. You know, now there's been this outcry of the possibility of Donald Trump dropping out. Have you heard about that? I mean, this is something somebody suggested once, a caller suggested this, and somebody I know in Washington said the same thing. What if the ultimate deal would be he gets the nomination, he shows them, look, this system is silly, this is what you do, I work hard, I talk to people, and this is what, you know, this is what happens. So there was always this kind of conspiracy theory that what if Trump were to dump out? And some of you have picked up on that thread. I guess it's been written about again more lately. This one is from Faith, who says, Kate, I cannot believe that Donald Trump would go through what he went through and then he would drop out of the race. I mean, do you really think? I know that my neighbors and some of the other people that go to my church seem to think that this is just a ploy for attention and that that's what's going to happen in the end. And then the RNC will be stuck trying to figure out how they're going to replace him. Well, I think that there's a lot of people that would raise their hand and say, yeah, put me up there. I mean, that would be, after everything that's happened, that would just be crazy to, I mean, he could. I mean, you know, someone can run for president. They can have something personal happen or just decide it's they're not doing it. It's, we haven't seen it in modern times at all, but it doesn't mean it can't happen. So I was actually reading something, too, about what would the options be if Trump dropped out of the race. And an ABC reporter who you see a lot, Jonathan Carl, his name is, he covers the White House, and I think he covers a lot of political, the runs for the White House, that makes sense, covers politics for ABC. And I was looking at something he said on Good Morning America, and he said that seniors in the Republican Party are exploring what would happen if he did dump out. They can't force him out. He would have to go out voluntarily. Then it would be the 168 members of the RNC through a very crazy, wicked, wild, complicated process that would pick a new candidate, and it would have to happen by early September. That would be absolutely crazy if that happened. All right, let's jump back to another one. This one is from Joyce, who says, Kate, the Trump comments about the Captain Khan, I think, are just absolutely atrocious. I mean, look, the guy was a naturalized citizen, and he was a Muslim. He died back in the early 2000s during a combat op, as you know, and you've talked about. I think it's awful that Trump would go after him in any way. With his parents, and I can't believe that any Gold Star family members would put up with that. Well, they're not. Veteran groups like the American Legion, the VFW, the Vietnam Veterans of America, of course, they said something about Trump for continuing to criticize Khan's Gold Star parents. So, you know, they're saying, the VFW is saying, they won't tolerate anyone berating a Gold Star family member for exercising his or her right of speech or expression. Whether they agree with it or not, it's not about that. And they keep calling Trump's continuing barrage against the Khans disgraceful and un-American. So now also his support with some of the key Republicans is absolutely eroding. And, you know, what about Reince Priebus? He is apoplectic, they say, over what Trump's said and the fact that he's not endorsing Ryan and McCain in their reelection efforts. So, you know, he can call Trump's campaign manager as much as he wants, But the bottom line is he has no control over Donald Trump. Even I was watching Morning Joe on MSNBC, and they were talking about that some of the key Trump campaign staff are leaving or checking out because the campaign over this controversy, over the con comments, it's too much. They're saying, that's ridiculous. I do not believe, however, I don't know, I don't believe that Donald Trump is going to drop out of the race. I mean, there would be the shocker of all if he just completely dumped. And that conspiracy that was brought up a long time ago about the possibility of that happening coming true would just roll me, man. It really would. All right, back to the mailbag. We have this one from Michael, who says, Kate, Hillary Clinton seems to have dodged all of the obstacles that have been in her way. I guess this email thing is gone. The Benghazi thing is gone. How much of a chance do you give her to become president? Well, I said this the other day, and I keep saying it, so I sound like a broken record. I apologize for everybody who's listening saying, oh, rolling your eyes. Here we go again with her cliche. It's a coin flip. It is. If you're really being honest, you look at the polls, and she's ahead in the polls, and I think that changes. It keeps moving in different directions, and it's not a 10-point lead, which would make a big difference. I think it's a coin flip. I don't think that we know for sure what's going to happen, meaning when you see an avalanche, you know it. You just do. You know that no matter what anyone says, you know, oh, yeah, there's no way. Like Reagan, when Reagan ran. Really? You didn't think it was going to be an avalanche? I think some people didn't think that were Democrats, but he clearly had the nation in his pocket. People were excited about him, and he was running the right kind of campaign. I mean, there's a great example. And, you know, you saw what happened. Clinton, I think the Bushes were surprised because he knows how to charm people. He knows how to talk. He was great in rallying the people around him. He was this all of a sudden fresh face that came out of nowhere, and you could tell he had just captivated a lot of people. I think in this case, it's too close. It's just too close to call. All right, this one comes to us from Max, who was listening to us in Illinois. Kate, I listen to you every night I can. I have a different kind of schedule. Sometimes I'm a third shifter, sometimes I work different hours, but I always download the night before because I want to listen to what you've had to say about the day's news. I think you're very, very good at that, about riffing on whatever the top stories are. And frankly, I like the fact that you sometimes get off the campaign trail, as you say. It is interesting. You are right that the presidential debates are going to be the most intriguing thing to see and probably set the table for what could really happen here. As this is the freeformness of you cannot script this, you can try and try and try, but as we know, somebody can trick you, you can respond to something in an incorrect way, and then you're stuck. Bingo. That's exactly what I would say. That's exactly what could happen, because you can have whatever notes you want, and they do, and you can prep and prep and prep, and they do, and you just fire every answer and talk about it, but when you're actually in the middle of debates, you can get a curveball. And that's easy to happen because of a response of your opponent, because of some maybe question you didn't anticipate the way it was asked, whatever it is. It's wide open. That's what I say. It's wide open. That's why we have the debates. That's what makes them interesting, because you can try to really control the atmosphere, but there aren't a lot of things that you can control when it comes to a debate period, and especially a presidential debate. All right, thanks so much to everybody who sent in their emails. We appreciate you. Coming up next, we're talking about the Zika virus with Michael Dougherty, who spent 30 years in the healthcare business, and he has plenty to say about arming yourself with the facts. Hang with us.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Zika, everybody's talking about it, especially with Rio and the games coming up, the opening ceremonies this Friday. But what's happening in our own country? Forget Brazil for a second. What's happening here? We've seen what's gone on medically there. It's very, very scary. And that's why some of the athletes were, in fact, scared off. Many of the golfers, Jordan Spieth and Rory McIlroy, decided they were not going to take the chance and they weren't going to go to the Olympic Games. Michael Daugherty joins us. He's the president and CEO of LabMD, which is an Atlanta-based clinical medical laboratory with a national client base, and he's done so much more. We love having him on the show. Michael, thanks so much for coming on.
It's good to talk to you about medicine and not the government. What a breath of fresh air.
That's exactly what I was thinking today. We're going in a different direction. So tell us about...
I've been 30 years in medicine, you know, yeah. No one even remembers that usually.
Yeah, which is huge.
Yeah.
So tell us about Zika. Now, it's smashed into Florida. It's supposedly moving up in the States. How concerned should we be?
Well, I think we're more concerned about the financial economic fallout from tourism because of the story running. I mean, let's get down to the core facts. If you're pregnant, you should be worried. I'm not pregnant. I don't know about you.
Nope.
Now, it's not like it should be ignored. It comes from a certain type of carrying mosquito that, you know, seems to be resistant to some pesticides. And it does move, you know, it's a bloodborne, so you have to be bitten. They think it can be theoretically it can be transferred via sex and transfusions kind of reminds me, it has to be bloodborne, kind of like AIDS. Remember the beginning of AIDS? People were
yeah.
so freaked out. It's like, let's get back in perspective, but it's hitting Rio and obviously Florida because they're tourism and people are kind of like, oh boy, and it's a big story to run. I'm not saying you shouldn't be afraid of it, but let's just keep things in perspective. It seems to be just outside now, the one square mile they had. The politics is raging between Governor Scott and the federal government for the federal government to release funds to take care of it enough. And it's a story because if you are pregnant, it can really, really damage the baby. And that is a big deal. But Jordan Spieth isn't pregnant. The last time I checked, he hasn't had a press conference saying he's you know, past
pregnant.
Time. But,
yeah. Yeah.
But that's okay. I think
yeah.
you should be more afraid of terrorism down there than mosquitoes.
Yeah, there you go. I agree with you. But we see this though with West Nile, and mosquitoes are carriers. That's what happens. I noticed in my own neighborhood, Michael, it used to be, oh, we can't, no pesticides, no spraying. And now in my neighborhood, which was hit by West Nile, by the way, 2 years ago, they sprayed like twice and we haven't had any mosquitoes. Nobody's complaining about fear of Zika or mosquitoes because we know that mosquitoes can carry these diseases. And I guess it's that yin and yang between what should you do when you know you need
well,
to not be bit by mosquitoes.
Knowledge is power. I mean, it's, you know, so learn about it and don't put yourself in harm's way, but don't ruin your vacation. You know, if I'm going to Disney World, I'm going to Disney World, you know, but I wouldn't go to Disney World if you're pregnant, even though you're not even close. If you're going to be really phobic, then don't go then if it's going to make you feel better. But let's just kind of keep this in perspective. But the governments do have a big point because it is their job to contain these things because it's just like when a hurricane comes, you know, how it might not ever hit, but what does it do? It devastates all the area because of anxiety. And people avoiding places, especially like Florida, because of anxiety, does a lot of damage. But it's not physical damage to people, it's the economic harm. And that's what Zika is doing more right now, because it's everyone's anticipation. And I think, again, let's just get the facts, be smart, take a mosquito repellent. Don't go down there if you're pregnant. You know, no one's going to die from this if you're not pregnant. You know, you're going to have some weakness and fatigue, and you're going to get through it. You have to treat the symptoms. It's a virus. You know, you're not going to be able to have a cure, per se, but it needs to be just in perspective.
In perspective. I like that. Michael Daugherty, thanks so much, as always. It's fun to have you on the show. Appreciate you joining us.
Good to you, as usual. Thank you.
All right, so you heard Michael talking about Zika and, of course, Rio, the Olympics. That's where this concern really spread from because, seriously, sadly, women that were pregnant had babies that were born with smaller heads is what's happened, and it's awful when you see the pictures and see how dangerous it is. So I was just reading a story from the Harvard Public Health Review, and this review said, Brazil's Zika problem is inconveniently not ending, talking about the outbreak that started in the Northeast, that it's reached Rio, where it's flourishing. They're saying that clinical studies are mounting and that the Zika infection is associated not just with brain damage, but also with adult conditions like the Guillain-Barré syndrome and something else, some other debilitating diseases that are sometimes fatal. So what this paper is saying is that the Zika infection is more dangerous and Brazil's outbreak more extensive than scientists said a short time ago. And you heard Michael say it's about power and knowledge, and that's why it's important to have the knowledge. So the paper that I read was suggesting that the Olympic and Paralympic Games should be postponed, moved, or both as precautionary measures. And one of the main reasons is that it's more affected by Zika, Rio, than anyone expected, rendering earlier assumptions of safety obsolete. Remember in January, the Olympic Committee said, oh, it's a safe environment. So others are suggesting that Zika will follow the pattern of mosquito-borne diseases and decline during Rio's winter months of July and September. That could be true, is what the paper is saying, but Zika could behave like dengue fever because they're caused by related viruses. So the bottom line is we don't know how deep it goes. Let's just put it this way. They have reported sixfold higher, more cases than last year. So there's no way to know how this ebbs and flows, right? And with Brazil's history, and that this is what they're talking about with dengue fever and comparing it to Zika, so some who have decided not to go are either going to look like geniuses or look like they just pulled out because there's been that discussion. I think, again, going back to Michael, there just is so much that isn't known. You know, the World Health Organization has never issued any kind of a statement, and they point this out in the paper, on Zika and the Olympics. Even when they were pressed about it, they didn't say very much about it. And I think what is being suggested is the reason that the WHO isn't jumping in, wading in this pool, is because they're afraid of, the organization itself is afraid of mistakes with Ebola all over again. They don't want to see that happen. They don't want to have that happen again. I mean, this is, it's terrible, obviously. Anyone pregnant, there's no question about that. They have to be careful. And this is what is being said even in the United States, and it's what Michael said too. If you're not, it's also a different story. But there were doctors that were saying that men who were young and wanted to have more children, that it would be dangerous for their wife if they were to get bit by a mosquito with Zika. So I think it's smart to be cautious about this. And I think that it is a calculated risk, frankly, for the Olympics and for Rio. And this is, again, the paper that I read, and there's all different points of view on this, was the Harvard Public Health Review that was done by Amir Attaran, where he's talking about what this really means, that the games really shouldn't go on, and that it's just too risky. You know, expectant mothers, women planning on becoming pregnant, who have traveled to, like, this one area in Miami, they were worried about them because of the mosquitoes and because of what was happening. And they're saying pregnant women and their partners who live in areas where they believe Zika could be, they have to avoid mosquito bites, of course. And what do you use? Insect repellent with DEET, long sleeves, pants. And you be as careful as possible and be tested for the virus. But what comes out of the Olympics will be pretty interesting, I think, will be the telltale sign for sure. All right, stay with us, in a sense, by sending us your thoughts always here on America Tonight at americatonight.net. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.